Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianda. May I please have the zip code?
21639.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Anita Smith.
Thank you for the information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
14271 Cedar Lane, Greensboro, Maryland.
Thank you for providing me with that additional information. Let me wait for everything to load up. Thank you for the information. I have located an account, and it was for the Dyson Hub, and it's for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. How can I assist you today?
There was a charge on April 27th, and I just don't recognize it. I need to know what it was.
Okay, it was for the Dyson Hub for the Dyson vacuum. You signed up for a sweet stay service that was partnered with our company.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying. What?
You were signed up for a sweepstakes service that was partnered with our company, the Bicel, and it's for the Dyson vacuum. And it explains at the bottom of the offer, by signing up for the contest, you also sign up for the service that provide recipe guides to cut the carbs and boost your energy.
I hear you talk. Excuse me. I hear you talking. I am having a difficult time understanding your accent. Is there someone I can speak to in the United States with clear English?
Okay, let me slow it
down.
I'm
sorry, it's me, it's not you. But I can't understand, and I need to know what this is.
Okay, you signed up for a sweet state service. That
was a what?
Sweep, SWEEPSTAKES service. That was partnering with our service, the Bikes Hub.
This bicycle?
Bikes Hub, that is a meal plan. It explains at the bottom of the offer, by signing up for the contest, you also sign up for a service that provides recipe guides to cut the carbs and boost the energy. But it was for the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I do not recall doing that. I don't even use the Dyson vacuum cleaner ever. I have to dispute these charges because I just didn't do it. I'm not sure somebody else did in my name or whatever, but I'm just beginning to notice on my last three bank statements this charge, and I'm not willing to pay something I didn't sign up for.
Okay.
So can you find out what happened?
So what I can do for you, ma'am, is I'll go ahead and get this call. If no one in your household could have placed this order, I can file this as fraud and send you over to the fraud department.
Well, I didn't. Nobody. There's only two of us in this household, and I know my husband didn't do it, and I didn't either. Somebody has apparently hacked my account. I cannot pay this. I have looked at my previous statements, and I've seen a charge of $59.95 several times and another one for $29.95, and I am not going to pay that. I have paid it because you've charged me, but as of this date, I am no longer willing to pay for this, and I would like you to rectify that on my account.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do, since you haven't, you know, you never placed the order, which I understand, I can send you over to our fraud division, and I'll have them to look into it, okay? But in the meantime, I'm go ahead and notating your account. I do have to let them know what's going on.
I've never heard of this. I really have never heard of this. That's why I'm puzzled. Normally I check over my accounts very closely, but apparently I didn't the last 2 months. And I saw it this morning, and once again, $60 charge that I didn't make.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to get you transferred over, okay? And
thank
I'm going to have
you.
Someone else to look up. All right? Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.